Blog Talk Radio.
Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best
to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you will find a peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, 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 the King is coming. How you doing, Teach?
Doing well.
In the land of the living. We send greetings to each and every last one of you that are joining us here tonight by way of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. Let me move over that thing right. I noticed here since I've been displaying this thing right here, a lot more people have been doing. I think I'm going to take that YouTube 100,000 off. Well, 100,000 subscribers down. Hallelujah. We are doing well. We're doing very well. And first of all, we like to give all honor, all praise, all glory to our Father, which is in Shemaim, Almighty Yahweh himself. There's none like him. There's none coming. There's none before him. There's none after him. He is, he was, and he is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah. And he is just, I cannot say how much he is greatly, greatly loved and appreciated. I also like to send out loves and salutations to my mother, Mama Dow. Mama Dow is still here on land kicking and living out her old age and her days, doing very well. Thank the Father for that. We got one sister out here that's older than my mother, Mother Lillian. On the community, we have two people in their 80s. That's something. And then I think we actually skipped the 70s. Used to be a time where everybody in their 70s. And, now we got people in our 80s, and then they go from the 80s straight to 60s. Wow, that's a big jump, isn't it? 25 years, 21 years, you get it? And then we have quite a few people in their 50s. And all the people that are in their 50s are quickly in their mid-50s and above. And I don't think we have anybody out here in their 40s. I think we skipped the 40s. We, yep, sure do. We skip the boys and go straight to the 30s, in their 30s. So we skip the 70s and skip the 40s. Boy, that's some big gaps in there, isn't it? And we have them down here always young as, who's young? This guy is the youngest one on the community right now, right? His Kai is. He's the youngest. At 9 months. So we rolled this thing all the way up to 9 months to the community. We have people out here from 9 months old to 85 years old. That is a spectrum. So we thank the Father for Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, the blood, writing our name down. We really, truly do. And I can't say enough about him, how grateful and thankful we are. Can't say enough. I also want to send a shout out to Straightway Kentucky. I still, even though I got all the sisters up there for the attitude, that does not overshadow the hospitality. Y'all see the balance? They are some very kind, sweet sisters. Love of hospitality took well care of us.
Very well.
So we sent out a strong shout out.
Hallelujah.
To Elder Mitchell and all the saints up there in Straightway, Kentucky.
Well done.
We do appreciate y'all, even though we've been gone now at least over a month, I know for sure. From up there working and building up the communities. And we thank the Father for that. We truly, truly do so. We send a shout out to all your brothers and your sisters there that took the time out to take care of me and Brother Shane and Brother Britt and
JC
and Ray while we stayed in our tents. And we had fun, y'all. Don't get offended. Pastor Dow does not mind staying in a tent. You mind staying in a tent? Nah, we don't mind staying on tent. We differ nothing from a servant. I would love to see T.D. Jake stand in one of the tents we stay in. Wouldn't you love to see that?
It would be a big tent.
It would be a big tent, wouldn't it? It'd be a huge tent, wouldn't it?
It'd be a litter tent.
I'd like to send a shout-out to Brother Rob or Brother Yashar and Sister Bation and the little lady for coming. And, you know, Brother Rob is just a... Brother Rob is a... He's a damn good servant. No, the Most High Yah. For him to drive all that way and to cook all that food. Him and his wife. And to be there in these meetings. I love what I see out of Brother Yashar. He has leadership qualities and traits, no doubt about it. Send a shout out to all the saints up there in Portland, Oregon. I believe they're in Portland, Oregon. And then, of course, all the saints from Canada to the Philippines to Alaska to Kenya. We got some new saints in Germany. Mr. Brother Freddie and them didn't put their hand in the plow and look back. Mm-hmm. You know, people, if you don't get deliverance, man, some of y'all people think y'all smarter than these demons. They think they're smart, brother. Mm-hmm. These demons are just, they've been at this a long time.
Yes.
And we're nothing but toys and fodder if we're not connected to the Messiah. We got to have him as our defense and our shield. And I'm watching the scripture come to pass. We'll get to that too, where children are oppressors and women are rulers. Ruling over us. And then last but not least, I want to send a shout out to Straightway, Georgia. Half of Straightway, the hub here in Tennessee, I got down there a little early, fifth day, myself and my family, and as soon as boots hit the ground, myself and Elder Rufus took off and went to Alabama. And We went and walked 20 acres of land. And I might add you prime choice land. Get a developer out there, you know, which is us. Get a plan going and get that thing rolling. And hopefully, who knows, before Passover, because it takes a little time. We'll have homes out there, have that community ready to roll. Brother Marty is just done like all of us, brother, giving all, taking all. Some of us say we have given all, forsaken all, but we have. But we have. We have not held back nothing. Have you held back anything? I got brothers live here on the land. I know that's been held back, and they think I don't know. I'll be terrified to have an Ananias and Sapphira spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be terrified to hold back one penny. I'm kidding you. I ain't kidding you. Not one bit. I'd like to send out a shout out to Straightway, Georgia, under the leadership and tutelage of Elder Rufus.
Yes.
Mother Jennifer down there, all the saints, they,
yes.
You know, we can't even get words to how they made all these accommodations for us. And we were down there for the first service. Mm-hmm. And man, was that needed. I think we had 100 people. It was 99 or 100 people, something like that, at Shabbat service. And Elder Rufus and them, they just went overboard. That's what we call it. They did such a good job.
Absolutely.
Did they not do a good job?
Oh, yes. Good-looking building.
Elder Rufus, good-looking building. Mother Jennifer and them and all the saints down there took care of Brother Vernon, like to say, to the South, Brother Vernon and his family, they sacrificed to stay in the tent just so that my family could live in their home the whole time. You know, people want to take care of the man. My whole family has been buying in the tent. You know, us, we can adapt and adjust either way. It makes no difference to us, but, and they can too, just humble servants. But Elder Rufus and them did such a good job. Good food.
Yes.
Good food, and I know. Believe you me, I know the financial burden of hosting that many people. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of people. But you know what it does? It binds us together. It brings our family together.
Yes.
Even more so. And as we see ourselves having no other choice but to even distance ourselves even more so from the world.
Yes.
I also love what I see from the sisters down there in Straightway, Georgia. They are maturing. I mean, that they are probably, they as a whole, there's some in attitude and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just talking about from what I see from the outside. I'm not on the inside looking in. But from the way that they were lovers of hospitality, that was top tier.
Yeah.
I mean, they top tier now. Far as, you know, making sure we accommodate.
Yes.
Always room for improvement.
Yeah.
Well, you could tell that Elder Rufus and Mother Jennifer, you could tell they were tired. They did so good that I even asked Elder Rufus, can Straightway Georgia host Tabernacles for us up here in Straightway, Tennessee? That's an honor, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that a great honor?
I mean,
I ain't going to ask everybody to do that. Straightway, Wisconsin can't host. They cannot host Tabernacles with the amount of people that they have. Now, Cabrini would have no problem paying for it.
Yeah.
But they have no way they could host this thing. They'd be dead after day two.
Yeah.
They'd be non-functional. Come on, tell the truth. So if anybody can do it, Straightway Georgia can do it. And I'm sure that Elder Rufus and them is chomping at the bit. I'm sure they're chomping at the bit to want to serve all of Israel.
Yeah.
Straightway, Georgia. Thank all of y'all for your offerings there, my brothers and sisters. I do greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Monkey Bastard. Hallelujah. But, man, they did so good. All of y'all pray for Elder Rufus there, man. I don't know. I think he gave me an answer, though. Didn't he give me an answer down there? Did he give me an answer? I think he said...
Twice.
He gave me an answer twice. Yeah. I'm having amnesia right now. I can't remember the answer, but I'm going to ask him again. But, huh?
During the live service, yeah.
During the live service? What'd he say? You remember what he said? What'd he say?
He kind of bowed out
of it.
That's all right.
L. Rufus bowed out. L. Rufus don't bow out shit, man. L. Rufus a man. L. Rubens ain't going to bow to nothing, man. He takes the proverbial bull by the horns and run with it. There ain't no way L. Rubens going to bow to that, man. He'll look at that man, and he wouldn't even sneeze at it. Him and Mother Jennifer will look at that and say, ah-ha, we got it. That's what they'll do. There's no way that they will bow out of that. Ha! I mean, I got confidence in it. I'm telling you, man.
They can do it.
Brother Brian, bless you, Shepherd. I trust if you don't know where you're going, even if you know where you're going. Oh, boy, he was going to the video today. I said, I don't know where I'm going, I know where I'm going. Boy, if y'all didn't see that video today that I did, Free Nick Cannon. Man, I dropped so much truth on that video. Edward Golfy. Many blessings. And much shalom, pastor and teacher. Shabbat shalom, saints. All praises to the Most High God. All praises, my brother. Brother Allen in there. Chris Brigg. All praises to the Most High God. Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. The Most High God delivered me from California. Boy, I know you happy.
Woo.
Good mercy me, man. We need to blow the trumpet on that alone. But, I tell you, I was talking with Brother Brett and Brother JC today. And I was talking about how that Bishop Mulberry see what has happened to the old church I come from. He turned over, he'd have a fit.
Set on
fire. He probably would stand on fire. The damn Jezebels. While we here, teach before we get started. Well, I ain't going to say before we get started. We already started here. Go to Isaiah 312, man. Isaiah 312. Let's just go get so y'all know where we're coming from. And if the prophet Isaiah was not a long-distance seer, you cannot make this stuff up. Read, teach.
As for my people.
So he's definitive. He ain't talking about the world. He just don't like his feet.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Children are their oppressors.
That's sad. Children's supposed to be a blessing from him. But now they're going to turn around and hit the category where they are oppressing. Children, as for my people, defending that. Children are their oppressors, and what happens?
And women rule over them.
TJ Clements.
Mm-hmm.
He put out a 35-minute testimony video about how this woman, can you imagine, kicked him out of his own home. She's sitting up there taking pictures with his children as if they're hers. She's trying to champion and grandstand, look at me and my babies, as if she's done something. And that woman is going to have hell to pay when she's stepping before the Most High Yah. When you got a Yah-fearing man coming to the commandments of the Most High Yah. And TJ, I like what I see from him, man. You know, TJ, when we first met, a very, very humble disposition. And
Yes. Believe
me, all of the Israelites, they keep a humble disposition. But I love, I mean, you can tell he's a beast, man, on the field. I mean, if he's on the football field, man, he's a beast, man. That's the gridiron, brother.
Yes.
I mean, he was an offensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings. That's a mountain of a man. He's a man now. But I love the spirit I see him coming out in, speaking the truth.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And standing bold.
Yes. Yes.
Nobody want to go and tell that Jezebel that he was married to how wrong she is. Them Aphrodite all over the place. But children are oppressors and women rule over, read on.
Oh, my people.
Come on.
They which lead you, cause you to err.
You know, I'm like, TJ, let me know, man. I would like to take that video that you made and give it some teeth. You give me permission, grant me permission, man. I'd like to upload it on my channel. It'll get out there then. Because in this society, the system sides with the woman. The world sides with the woman.
Yes.
And the man is automatically condemned.
Yes.
But not in Israel.
No.
We the leaders. We the leaders. And as we go, Israel go. And I'm going to tell you right now, man, the type of man you are, Yah will send you somebody better.
Oh, yeah.
They get ready to hit other poverty. Because you know why? We know what we're doing now. We know exactly. She stole $50,000 out of this account. Yeah. $50,000. $50,000 is a lot of money.
Yes, it is. It's a year's wages for a lot of people.
You better believe it is.
Yeah.
And she, I just assume that she just thinks she's entitled to it. It's amazing that a man wants to come to keep the commandments of Yah, only come to find out that this woman who said that she loved him, her word don't mean nothing. Her word, she ain't going, I wonder if her wedding vows said to love and to obey. Till death do you part. A woman's word don't mean shit nowadays. Don't mean a damn thing. Don't mean a thing. I keep trying to tell people. Well, see, people, see, the reason why the women behind the scenes, because they ain't coming up in my face. But the reason why they behind the scenes always love talking about Pastor Dow, because they love getting all these weak, simp people ears. And I'm telling you, it's sad. It's sad, it's sad, it's sad, it's sad, it's sad, because a woman today is in the business of trying to reduce a man to less than a piece of bread. You got your pocket over there? Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 25. Ecclesiastes chapter 25. Go ahead and take your time. Let me know when you find it. But, I know that these Jezebels from that old previous church I used to belong to, and including those at the Overcoming Ministry, they ain't going to tolerate a man like me, because I teach men to be men. I'm not saying that they wasn't men. Many men in the ministry come from many different backgrounds. I'm talking about being a man of Yah. I want y'all to hear something. Yeah. Mother Carol, tell Mother Carol come here for a second. Yes. I want y'all to hear something. Man, I appreciate all y'all offers. Brother Eric, Charles Brown, Zayn, Mother Carol. You don't tell a lie now, because you know lies go to hell. Am I an oppressive type of a husband?
Absolutely not.
You got to speak loud.
Absolutely not.
What kind of other stuff I can use that people accuse me of? Abusive. Am I abusive?
No, you're not abusive.
Don't love.
Not at all.
Do I physically abuse you?
Never.
Verbally abuse you?
No.
I do rebuke y'all and reprove y'all. I know I do that, right?
You're a strong disciplinarian.
A strong disciplinarian. If I was a weak man, how would it translate to a woman, and what would a woman do? I'm just saying, I'm just saying, what would a woman do if I was a weak man?
A woman's nature would run over you if you were a weak man. It's in the makeup of a woman.
Y'all hear that?
It's unregenerated.
You're talking about the mother of the assembly. In the world, they will call her the mother of the church. Think about that. You hear what she just said? Y'all hear it straight from her mouth. And she got her head covered on sideways. Come here for a second, mother girl. And if any of these women out there in the world, just show your face for a second, any women out there in the world, you think you know something, and y'all think y'all got something, and you think that my woman is she's just a simple old woman that don't know shit. Woo-wee! She'll light y'all ass up.
Oh, yeah.
You women ain't women, you're monsters. Monsters. It's sad. It's completely sad. What's your assessment of a woman of the world today? In this world today, mother?
I definitely don't like what I see. She's loud, she's boisterous, arrogant.
Now, wait a minute. I say the same thing, but I'm a cruel, vindictive, cold-hearted, insensitive man. But she said the exact same thing I said. Wait a minute, keep going.
The way I see women and hear, the way I see women treat their men and the way I hear them speak to them, sometimes it just literally shakes me back because I'm not accustomed to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they see a woman that is trying to line up with the word, with the scriptures, to be meek and quiet and things like that, then she's considered weak, she's considered mouthy, she has no mind, all of these
things. Oh, really? All you women that have that type of attitude or that thought, let's put y'all in front of Mother Carol. Let's just be honest about it. And let's see how weak and mouthy and all this other stuff that she is. I'll give y'all a whole new meaning to cut. See, what it is that that this generation of women are too masculine.
Yes. Yes.
Too masculine. And they're really busy being like men. Huh?
Absolutely.
Do I love you?
Absolutely.
How do you know I love you?
I know you love me because you take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
One, you tell me you love me,
mm-hmm.
but you also show me that you love me.
Ah. Y'all hear that? If you stop doing your, if you stop doing your job as a wife and stuff, what would I do?
Get rid of me. There's always a me.
You see that? And most of you men out there, you'll continue to keep catering to them, putting up with them, tolerating them. I'm going to ask y'all a question. If we start doing whatever the hell we want, what's the most high y'all going to do with us? Yeah, they're going to turn you over to your own devices. Goodbye, good riddance, so the hell on. Now, y'all just heard it straight from her mouth. I didn't put words in her mouth. She's chasing right there. A woman of a meek and quiet spirit is a dying breed in this generation. And let me tell y'all this. The way you treat your husband is the way you treat the Most High. Am I wrong?
That's correct.
I got you on the Sirach, right? Go to Ephesians 5, verse 22, 23, and 24. You know, we jump around all the time, all over the place. I'm just trying to get, hey. So what are we going to do? Just get rid of holiness and nobody's going to have nothing to fall back on no more? Because, I mean, holiness is dying today.
Yeah. Even amongst Israel.
Yeah, especially amongst Israel. Especially all these camps out there, these damn painted up Jezebels. And the reason why they're away, because they're men, they're supposed to know what the Bible says. But they permit them. And showing you thereby that the woman is still the head and running the roost. Free teach.
Start verse 22, really.
22.
Wives,
mm-hmm.
submit yourselves.
Yeah.
Unto your own husband.
Everybody else's husband.
Your own husband.
Your own husband. How are wives supposed to do that?
As unto the master.
As unto who?
The master.
So the wives are supposed to submit themselves unto their own husbands just like they would Jesus. That's what it says, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is my interpretation off?
No, that's correct.
And when you lose sight of the order, of the way things are laid out, your issue is not with the husband any longer. It's with the word of Yah. Read on.
For the husband.
The husband is what?
Is the head.
The behind.
The head.
The side.
The head.
We coexisted.
The head.
We're companions.
The head.
In the way.
Head.
And there's something. So if you look at our bodies, there's only room for one head up here. If I had another head connected to my damn shoulder, that would be against creation. I don't give a damn what nobody says. Because if I had another head up here, it would be connected to what? One body. If you had another head, which head is ruling that body? The Spartans, if some shit like that was birthed, they throw them over the side of the cliff.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just real talk. There's only one head up here. And we're talking about in this realm and sphere. But there's a great head that's above us all. He is the head. And what we show and what we reflect in our lives down here is supposed to be a direct reflection of what's going on up there. And you women ain't got no fear. The Most High didn't tell you to critique your husband and say, well, he ain't this and he ain't did that and he ain't did this and he ain't did that. The Most High didn't tell you to do that. The Most High told you to stay in your place. There's no way a woman can do what the Most High can do. Read.
Well, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the assembly.
There's a lot of correlations being drawn here, isn't it? Read on.
And he is the savior of the body.
So even as, and he is the savior of the body, just like the Messiah is the savior of the body, the ecclesia, the assembly, the church. So is the head, the husband, is the savior of the body in the family. Did I get something wrong?
Absolutely correct.
Read.
Therefore
what?
As the assembly is subject unto Messiah.
And that's the problem. Today, many of you women ain't subject to nothing except your own will, your own way with your manipulation and your coercion, and you do that to your husband, and guess what? You're going to be judged on your role in front of Messiah. Read on.
So let the wives
be what?
To their own husbands in everything.
To their own husband in everything. Honey, are you supposed to be in everything?
You would have to be there.
You hear that? I am the one that determines and decides if she is subject. Not what the hell she say. So all you punk-ass men out there that act like you're the head, you ain't the damn head. You ain't the head at all. You can't lead worse shit. You need to learn how, and you women need to learn how to submit and be quiet. A woman of a meek and quiet spirit, learn how to shut your mouth. Is that abusive?
No.
Is that bad?
It's actually a help because you're going to be judged by every idle word.
Every idle word. How long have you been married?
Oh,
35. And I know I'm going to cut it down between 35 and 37 years. So I think I know how to be married.
Right.
Some of you in marriage, you threw in a damn towel at the first sign of distress. So don't give me this shit. You ain't got no damn endured substance. So don't tell me I don't know how to be married. Shut the hell up. You know what I mean? And mind you, as brazen, as brass, as bold, and as harsh, everything that you claim me to be, and I admit that I am. She just got finished telling you that I'm a loving, kind husband, not abusive whatsoever at all. What you gonna believe? By their fruits, you shall know them. Is that right? Read on.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Messiah also loved the assembly.
Amazing.
And gave himself.
And gave himself what?
For it.
Come on. Isn't that something?
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
How old was you when I met you?
15.
15.
So are you.
15. I was 15. 15 years old. How old are you now?
54.
And we're both 54. That's a long ass time. For some of you people that don't know, that is a very long ass time.
Almost a whole lot.
Man, y'all just, I'll tell you what, the best thing you can get is just
scoot down the road.
Go on, away quietly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Bye-bye.
Or not.
I think, you got anything you want to close with on this one?
Well, I think that like you mentioned not having fear of Yah, because it does take the fear of Yah and the acceptance of his ways and his will and your love for him is what causes you to be able to do all the things that you do. So it doesn't bother me what people think, what women say, because our law doesn't apply to them. This is our law. I'm a true Hebrew Israelite, and it's going to obey the law.
Somebody says that we both look young. That's because we're not a servant of sin. I mean, I've seen some people today, they look rough. We kept on... Me and JC and Brent, we kept saying that today, look at these people. We're not a servant of sin. I guess we get this youthful look. I mean, think about it. We see some people our age, man, them boogers are rolled up hard. You can tell them that the highway of life has been a pothole. Pitfalls and cracks and every damn thing else. Woo-wee! Man! They said, man, we look young. Yeah, I mean, we're 54. Our bodies are probably 44. Could be 40, so I don't know. You be the judge. How many people you know in your family, your natural family, 54 look like this? And mind you, I just got finished saying, on the video, somebody called me ugly. I'm not offended. Somebody got to be ugly and bring the balance. But hell, man, everybody can't be beautiful.
No.
Somebody got to be ugly.
Yeah.
That's what Brother Ugly said.
Yeah.
Now everybody, he took the name Brother Ugly. He said, now everybody want to be ugly. Now everybody want to be ugly. I be damned. And that's something, he can't even be ugly. Because people want to be ugly. Somebody said, what is the secret, they say, Miss Carol? And that's something don't even have. See, I would take that as a slight. Would you take it as a slight?
I can't see it. I don't have my glasses.
Here, use these right here. You mean tell me you people don't know English and literature? You would type in, what is the secret? And then type in MS? Ain't that out of your world? You should type MRS?
Period.
Of a successful marriage. What? We just got finished telling y'all. The secret of a successful marriage is obeying the book. We just got finished reading Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 through 24. Wives, obey your own husband as the Lord. That's the secret. There ain't nothing masculine about Mother Carol. Nothing masculine about her at all. There's a lot of masculinity about some of you damn people. You women. Woo! Wait! What's the God? I just got to tell you it's obedience. Jesus. All right, thank you, Mother. Strong's Law. You people are something else. You people are something. Maybe I shouldn't even look at this thing.
Distracting.
So the other thing is I have to make sure I get my ugly sleep every night. I'm telling you, and that one right there, that's just a dying breed. It's just, Kabir says, good understanding, give it favor, but the way of the transgressors are, Proverbs 13:15, he's right too. Somebody said, oh, Robert's in there. Hey, how you doing, Robert? Glory to the King. Glad to see you here. Send a shout out to your husband. Tell him Pastor Dallas said, shalom. Says, yes, call her a sister. Oops, mother. Yeah, she just definitely has deserved the title of mother. Because she's been doing this a long time. Have led many, many daughters of Zion and trained many, many women how to be women of the Bible. Good women of the Bible. Not Jezebel.
Hallelujah.
Is Nellie in there? If Nellie's in here, bring her here.
Right,
oh, she come right back. Look at this. Anyway, hey, I'm sorry, folks. Laughter is medicine to the soul. I'm telling you, man, we've been having a ball all day today. I put a lot of stuff on Patreon. Been putting a lot of stuff on Patreon, a lot of content on Patreon. YouTube is just, it's YouTube. You know what I mean? It's YouTube. If I didn't have any censorship from YouTube, man, I would probably be at 350,000, 400,000 by now. But they don't want the truth getting out, man. It's just, it's nothing but suppressed, if you know what I mean. Hey, our sister Amanda say, y'all are very youthful and blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I show how youthful and blessed I am, because I'll bust a man's ass coming when it comes to work. Then I have Nellie and Mother Carol Summer put me back together again. That night. Oh, Ranger said, Mr. Bakula, I still have you. Oh, yeah. Hey, come here, babe. Woo-wee! Yeah, she looks young. She sure does. She looks young. Mom Nellie, how you doing, babe? Babe, am I an oppressive man?
Yes, sir.
Look at her. She's over after Jesus. I want to make you show everybody what you've got been doing. Oppressive man. Am I, come on, as a man, tell everybody the truth. Tell everybody, because you know lies go to hell. Tell everybody, but your lies go to hell. So tell everybody the truth. The type of man that Pastor Thou is, the type of husband, the type of man of Yah that Pastor Thou is.
Well,
eyewitness. Go ahead.
As a husband, attentive, very attentive to detail with me, and just very mindful of me in every way, very loving, always helping me in my spiritual growth. And when correction has to come, it's always with such love and compassion, like even that feels like it's done with such righteousness and truth. Like to me, everything about you is pure.
Come over here for a second.
Like
I mean, you just do your head covering on doing it. Is Kyle taking off of you?
You know he likes to do
hey,
that.
Come on.
His,
You gotta come over here so we can see you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, since I've been with you, I've noticed just you being just very, like,
I've always described your love as pure, just a very sincere, pure love, the kind of love that you can feel secure and safe in, regardless of what's going on in our lives. I just know that I'm always going to be taken care of, I'm always going to be well, and that brings a lot of peace to me. And I know it's something that we women desire, is to have that peace, that joy, that comfort, that security blanket on us, knowing that we are provided for, taken care of. I lack nothing at all. Like, I don't care what it is. It's provided for. Much love is given. Like I said, you're just very attentive, and that's something that I'm just blessed with. And I think that, you know, even when you are authoritative and you are a man of power, you walk around, you know, just showing that you are a true man. It just, it's still, like, to me, like I say, it's just beautiful. It's sexy. A sexy book about you, how you are and conduct yourself.
Well, say all that in Spanish for the Spanish audience out there. What'd you just say?
Mi esposo es muy atento conmigo. La manera que él me ama, me cuida, me protege, me provee. Todas mis necesidades, él me cuida. Él me da mucho amor. Todo lo que yo necesito lo tengo. Aún las cosas que no necesito, pero que yo quiero. Y aún lo que no he pedido, él me lo da. Él es un hombre bien directo, pero amoroso a la misma vez. Fuerte en las áreas que tiene que ser, pero el amor es puro y es precioso. Para mí es el amor bien similar a como es Dios con nosotros. Y me enseña que Él de verdad tiene una relación con Dios que es bien puro. El amor y la verdad que Él habla, no la habla solamente del púlpito, pero la habla también a nosotras. Él es el ejemplo de Dios con la iglesia. Es algo precioso.
Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. Somebody says, love seeing Mama Nelly blushing. The love is very apparent. Here it is. Thank you, babe.
Love you.
And you people, ain't nobody mad but the devil. And for all you people out there, let me go ahead and help y'all a little bit. In the United States of America, bigamy is a crime. You know what bigamy is? It's when somebody has more than one marriage license. Mm-hmm. Ain't no crime being committed when there's no contract with the government. You people something else, man. Isn't that something? You people are something else. You're just so sorry. But you'll let the homosexuals and the transgenders go scot-free and won't have a scathing thing to say about them. You'll let the adulterer and whoremonger go free and won't say a thing about them. That's how twisted and perverted your mindset is. Isn't it sad? Isn't it not sad? It's just so sad. Wow. Oh, yeah, no problem. Hey, Summer, come in here, babe. And if his cow is up, bring him in here, but only if he in your rare form, because this cowboy, that boy be something else. Come on in here, babe. All right, babe. You know what they say? They say, you want to tell people what kind of man I am, because a lot of people don't believe it. Am I oppressive? Am I hateful? Do I hate women?
No, you love women.
I do. What kind of man am I? Yeah. You probably won't let her speak and then bring him in here. Because, boy, he going to get going. His tie up. Yeah, you, man. You coming on next, man. Come on, man. Come on in here so people can see. What kind of man am I? This is my young Ishaya. This is my young college-educated Ishaya. She got a big old head, brain. Go ahead.
Well, I could say a lot, but one thing.
Baby, can't see nobody but your eyes and nose.
Okay, I'm gonna be one thing I will say is that you're very, like, long-suffering and patient.
Mm.
I've never seen anyone as patient and loving as you are to your child, for one, but the way that I see that you love the saints, it's like your patience and long-suffering, I can't even understand myself. The more I get to know you, the more I'm able to see, you know, and try to be like you in that, but it's just, it's something else. I can tell from the Father, the way that you're long-suffering and patient. There's times when I'm like, why are you, you know, so patient with people and dealing so much with people? It'll make it seem like you are like a fool, but you're really not. You see everything that's going on. You're just really patient and long-suffering with people and just very loving.
Well, didn't Paul say, let no man think me a fool? Boy, if they do, they do it to their own apparel, don't they? Well, hallelujah. Am I abusive?
Not at all.
What other things could I add? I mean, you know, all the negative stuff, because when people listen to Pastor Dow, they got a picture painted out there and fake the way that I am. And you know, if a picture's worth 1,000 words, all you got to do is look at the countenance of all my, look at my, the countenance of my size. Some of you are married, and your countenance is falling. It looks bad, man. It's like, damn, we could use y'all as a fox blade on our road out here. I mean, people don't even know what a fox blade is. A fox blade is when you take this big heavy implement, put it on the back of a tractor, and you drag all this rock and gravel all the way down the road. That's, and some of you are married in monogamy, and you don't even have that kind of joy. Isn't that amazing? That's something else, isn't it? As a woman, as a wife, what is the role of a wife in a marriage?
Well, the easy answer is, of course, to help her husband accomplish a goal, a mission, but she's also there to be nurturing and teachable, agreeable.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Are you oppressed?
Not at all.
Depressed?
Nope.
Am I abusive?
No, I'm the happiest I've ever been.
You're the happiest you've ever been?
Yes.
You're supposed to let everybody in on that stuff right there. Verbally?
Not at all, no.
Physically?
Nope.
And this is what the world's trying to keep y'all from? And mind you, this ain't rehearsed. This ain't pumped. It ain't prized. Is that right? It's just, I know how to be a man. I'm not abusive to my size in speech. Have I ever rebuked you?
Of course.
Correct you?
Yes, sir.
Stern?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Have I also, or do I also love you?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Very much so. More than anyone has ever loved me.
Wow.
More than my parents, more than my family.
Wow.
And they love me, but yours is just on another level.
Isn't that amazing? And then you people are going to try to condemn this, but you let the homosexuals, you let the transgenders go free. You let the adulterers and whoremongers go free. You say nothing about them. You got all these wicked-ass people in your family you don't say nothing about. But you got the arrogance and the audacity and unmitigated gall to get on here and judge a righteous man. No wonder I see the reason why y'all hate Yah and his way. But for all you righteous out there, I'm glad that you're here and you comprehend and understand. Hey, can you bring this guy here just for a second?
Yes,
because I know people want to see his development again. Everybody remember him on this broadcast right here. See, we give y'all bonus here tonight. Hey, I appreciate all of y'all. I truly do. Son, is that you in there making all that noise? Here is his Kaya. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Look in the camera. There you go, right there. There you go. Wave. Wave at him, Miss Kaya. Say, I am his Kaya. Look at it. He look, came into his own now. Ain't he? Look at it. He's 9 months old. Look at him now. He's not like that little bitty baby who used to just sit there now, is he? Look at it. You waving? Wave. That's his wave.
Hallelujah.
That's his wave. He starts like this and he ends up like this. Hallelujah. His kind is waving at y'all. Glory to the King. And look, the older he gets, the more he's definitely looking like his daddy, especially when he's facial expression, ain't he? Mm-hmm. He's still waving at him. All right. And what does this Kaya mean?
Yah strengthens.
Yah strengthens. Yah is definitely strengthened. Mm-hmm. Look at this boy. Look, the whole family happy. He's still waving. All right, bless y'all. Yeah, and, that, and he's leaving off by looking at Teacher Shane, too. Like he didn't break tradition. Y'all just didn't see it on camera. I don't know how much more honest and transparent you can get. Many of you in monogamy, you can't even get this kind of love, joy, and peace in your family. And here we are doing it the scripture and Bible way,
yes.
And you won't condemn me? Man, go take a long walk off of a short pier. Now, in other words, if you got a teachable spirit, we can teach you. Now, at any one, any time, what you got, any time, they can get a spirit in them,
yes.
And the devil can rise up in them,
yeah.
And as much as I love them, I'll be like, y'all, I'll cut them off. Let's go to Sirach, chapter 25. And let's go and read the last couple of verses in that chapter right there. And it's talking about divorce. If she doesn't go as you would have her to go. Thanks for sharing, Pastor Dow. Bless you, Sister Summer. All righteous Hebrew warrior. Are you in there?
In Ecclesiastes 25.
And
the chapter.
Well,
it's about a woman, but it's not in that thing.
Or check 24. Let me get on my.
It's pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. It is pretty hard now.
Yeah.
Let me get over here and get my Ecclesiastes up here real quick. Hi, Pastor Dow. Discover your channel through Rada, Submissive Wife. Hey, hallelujah. You are truly changing lives. Well, I hope that the word that I'm preaching and teaching through the Most High Yah is what's really, really, truly changing lives. That's what I hope. You know what I mean. Ooh, that's the other one. Oh, man, let's really go to 26, man. Man, I'm drawing blanks on this one right here, man. Let me go to 24. Well, maybe somebody can find it for me. I think it's 26, though, man. No, that ain't it. Anyway, somebody find me this scripture right now. I'm drawing a blank on this. I think because I've had all this glory from all these wonderful Ishias in here. 25. I know it's 25, man. It's got to be. That's it. There it is, verse 25 and 26. Sirach 25. Read verse 24, 25, and 26.
Okay. Of the woman became the beginning of sin.
All right.
And through her, we all died.
And through her, so the woman, we all end up sinning. And through her, we all do what?
All die.
We all die. Read.
Give the water no passage.
Give water. No passage. Now, if you don't give water no passage, what does it say then?
Neither a wicked woman liberty to gather abroad.
You see that? And that's the problem with many of you. You've let the woman run you rather than you running the women. Isn't that amazing? Now, mind you, when y'all hear me talking like this, y'all think that I'm actually cold, hard, cruel, obnoxious, vindictive. Because you see this application right here. You just got finished seeing all three. Isn't that right? I mean, the Calvinist would tell you everything you need to know, wouldn't it?
Yes.
They could try to give you an answer and still be looking like it. You didn't see that, did you? And I you know what I always wonder? I always wonder when they have these talk shows and stuff. Everybody, don't get me, they know about Pastor Dial. They know about the Straightway Truth, man. They know about us, Brother Shane, they know about us, right? So why isn't it that they don't invite me and my child on their shows? Think about that for a second. Ask yourself a question. Why are we not invited on their shows? Why don't people come and interview us? We are the most successful community in the history of the United States of America that are Israelites that are keeping the commandments. The most successful.
Yes.
So you got to think about it. Man, when people want to interview you and talk to you and stuff, why ain't they want to talk to the righteous? Look at the devil, and the devil is a liar. There's a reason why they don't want to talk to the righteous. Because we're going to tell the truth and lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Spirit. Huh?
Yes.
Woo, I have great heaviness and continued sorrow in my heart for Israel.
Yes.
Look, it's not the design of the world to put us on Oprah Winfrey
mm-hmm.
or the mainstream. Because, you ever notice that these people, they'll get out there and condemn everything that is of Yah. But then Megyn Kelly will get out there and glorify polyamory. Glorify. Ooh, I wish I was in that, you freak. They freak show. Full of the freaks. You know the reason why? Because my child, my family, and the saints in Straightway, they will, ooh, I would love for them to invite myself, my family, Elder Rufus, Mother Jennifer, Deacon Bell, Sister Ashley. Boy, that'd be a contingency, wouldn't it? All you women out there, you think you know something, y'all think you know you're making pastors or something, come on, invite, come on. Shall we play? What's that old saying? Warriors! Come out and play! And you know the reason why? Because we ain't playing. We the real deal. We are the set-apart true Israelites in this generation. The few, the proud, the remnant that are preparing not only ourselves but the people for the coming of the Most High Yah. And ain't nobody, I don't give a damn what they say out there. They can talk all they want. Ain't nobody in the world doing it better than Straightway. That I promise you.
Hallelujah.
Nobody. Read on, teacher.
Oh, okay.
No, you got
verse 26, yes. If she go not as you would have her, cut her off from thy flesh.
Oh, wait. Man, if she does not go as you would have her, do what?
Have her go.
Cut her off from your what?
Cut her off from your flesh.
And my wife, my shyest. If they don't go the way I would have them to go, I will cut them off. Like you need to lay down a bad habit, I'll cut them off. I ain't got to worry about that because they're all feminine, submissive, loving, caring, kind, nurturing. You hear that? Women. They are. show you how to be a good wife if you want to go to the course. If you want to come to the class, they'll teach you how to be an honorable daughter of Sarah. Isn't that amazing? What do you do when you got an example sitting right in front of you then? You people something else. You people something else. Y'all bitten of the fruit of life and have allowed this world. First of all, you've gone too far into this world. You have gone too far into this world. And you allowed yourself to be overtaken by the foolishness and the frivolity of this world. Straightway, the ministry. All we're trying to do is be an inspiration to the remnant. In case y'all didn't figure it out, we don't give a damn what the court of public opinion thinks or say. It's no bearing on us all. We have not put our hand to the plow and looked back. We have not started this and didn't finish.
Yeah.
We're still in the process, and we're going to finish our course. We're going to keep the faith. And as the old saying goes, henceforth is going to be laid up for us a crown of righteousness. We didn't start this to have a contingency plan, to make damn excuses and have a form of godliness just to deny the power. You ain't ready for 1 Corinthians 7:10. I promise you that. I tell you what, we may even do a, send a message to us. Your name, I will bring you up on Zoom. I will entertain you. Because you think you know what 1 Corinthians 7:10 says. But boy, 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 that'll be a good one. Wait till you see that you don't know what you think you know. You know, people want to talk about it, they think they know something. You know what's amazing? They don't look behind the words. They take at face value what you see in the English, and they think that they comprehend the words that are presented to us.
Yeah.
Not knowing. Go to Jeremiah 8:8. Not knowing. You people something else, man. You people, when y'all going to figure out you're not dealing with novices here? You're not dealing with your Christian past. You're not even dealing with you who think you know something because you read one or two verses. You don't know what you're up against when you come over here straightway. We're here to be helpers of people's faith, not to be in contention with them. Go to Jeremiah 8:8, read, teach.
How do you say we are wise?
Come on.
And the law of Messiah is with us?
Mm-hmm.
Lo, certainly in vain may he hit. The pen of the scribes is in vain.
The pen of the scribes is in what, teach?
In vain.
If they would really truly translate the word the way that the original was intended, you wouldn't be confused today, and I wouldn't have no stupid-ass people coming up here and asking me about what 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 means. How about you do this? How about you go study? How about you do that? And then go to 1 Thessalonians 5:21. And how about you do this too? That's the worst thing in the world. You cannot get people to read the book. Everybody wants an answer. And then when you give them the answer, you still ain't gave them the answer. Read, teach.
Prove all things.
Some things.
All things.
And do what?
Hold fast that which is good.
Isn't that amazing? And all you people out there still donating by Cash App and PayPal, Patreon, bless your soul. Bless your heart. Thank you for helping us in the work of the ministry. We'll use it for it. We will use it for it. I don't even know. Teach, how much more transparent can I get?
Should be open and read.
And I'm not saying.
I mean, check.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And you got to understand, I got some righteous men on this land right here that wicked-ass women have left them. That doesn't make them unrighteous. You people think that because somebody leaves something, something's wrong. Yeah, something is wrong with the one that left. Oh, boy, I think I'm going to start something off. What do you think? Go to Psalms 28, verse 4. Oh, man, there's quite a few people over here on Cash App. Bless your heart, man. Y'all humble me, man. Y'all really, truly do. Y'all humble me in such a way. TJ said, go for it. I got permission. I want to show y'all something. Damn it, I got the picture somewhere. Oh, yeah, by the way, but I got to let y'all see this. I would be remiss if I didn't do this, Teach. But Kabir, you remember, on those of you that are part of Patreon over there, I played the video with TJ, retired offensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings, offensive tackle, right, was racing Kabir Abdul-Jabbar, defense end, and they were talking big smack. And so Kabir, I didn't get a chance to put it on Patreon, but he wanted me to show y'all the photo finish. So there's the photo finish, and that's Brother David's hand right there. Look at him. That is a close X-ray. And so Kabir, and he had a valid argument, because when you look at that race, TJ took off before I even said go, and then Kabir took off after me. And then I'm going to show you all three different views now. That's the second view. Imagine, they are running in muck boots. The second view. Right there was like, look at that. I'm not going to pass any judgment right now. I will tell y'all who I think won later. Look at here. That's the first view. Isn't that wonderful? What we had to teach?
Psalm 28.
Psalm 28, go ahead.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
Give them according to their deeds.
Ooh. Whoa. This is David, a man's after y'all's own heart. And in case y'all didn't know, Psalms are considered scripture. Is that right? And David is praying, talking to the Most High Yah, that you will reward these people, repay them according to their what?
Deeds.
You know, what they've done. Read on.
And according to the wickedness of their endeavors.
In other words, whether you people like it, understand it or not, anytime you go out and you fabricate something, you mean wickedness, or you have an intent of wickedness against someone, and you get someone that's awake like us a straightway, and we start praying and ask the Most High Yah to reward you according to your wickedness, whatever you meant indeed, it's going to come up on you. That's what David is doing, isn't he? Now, the problem and the issue and the trouble, let me pull back up YouTube here, son. The problem and the issue and the trouble that we're having today a lot of people saying TJ, but if you had to be there to see it, and it looks like Kabir just edged him out. It truly does. But anyway, we're going to Jude 1 verse 4. I want y'all to see what we're up against. Alright? Jude 1 4. I want y'all to listen to this real quick. And we sent a shout out to Lions Den. Man, I seen that video on Facebook that Brother Daniel did up there. He was in the airport. He said, man, I had to get the hell out of them city in New York. I'm glad to sit in this airport on layover, waiting for 3-4 hours. Anything just to get away from that damn city. I don't understand how people can claim to be Hebrew Israelites and still be stuck in damn New York. What the hell is wrong with y'all retarded ass?
Get the hell out of there, you know.
What is wrong with y'all? We got people in the ministry that come from New York and tell you, they would say the same thing to you. What the hell is wrong with y'all? See, you in New York. Let's just say you're in Babylon and you love it. Let's just tell the truth. Let's call it like it is, Teach. You're in Babylon and you love, while you're 1 minute condemning Babylon, you're loving everything that Babylon provides for you. While you are in New York, you love everything that New York provides for you. Read, Teach.
Well, there are certain men crept in unawares.
Certain men crept in what?
Unawares. Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
To what kind of condemnation?
This condemnation.
Read.
Ungodly men, turning the grace of our Elohim into lasciviousness.
That's what they're doing.
And denying the only Yahweh Elohim and our Master Savior Jesus Christ.
Isn't that what people do today? You know, everything is grace, grace, grace. You know, the problem is that people go to Hebrews 13, verse 7. You all right, Teach? We're going to take a break here for a second, all right? I'm going to find it for a second. We're going to give y'all, I don't know if I can find it there. Is it the second one? Sister Wendy?
2021.
Ah, there it is. I'm going to tell y'all precious Sister Wendy. Brother Steve, Sister Wendy, Brother Ugly, all y'all. Dwayne, Jane, all y'all. Man, we miss y'all. Huh? Miss all y'all Canadian saints. Damn wicked-ass COVID, huh? Man. We'll be right back in a second, Sister Wendy, in case y'all want to support us in some kind of way. All right?
Shalom, this is Sister Wendy. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled LaFayette. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled StraightWay.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, the King is coming. Check this out. teacher Shane, what's that machine you got?
It's a 3D printer.
It's a 3D printer. I'm going to show y'all what teacher Shane has been printing. Check this out on the 3D printer. Look at that. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 10 of these. 10 of these menorahs on 3D printer right here. And?
Well, 11.
No, I'm keeping that one. That's me.
That's 11. That's 12.
All right. See that? Stand up. Put on your bookshelf and stuff. There's a menorah right there. Listen. You call the dining hall. You put your name in if you want one of them. One of the little fiery menorahs right there. Just send an offering. We're not going to set a price. Just send an offering. How about that? Yeah, somebody said 3D print. That's a very good job. Somebody else said, sold! Lots of land. Hey, I got my own. His car got kind of upset because I took the one he got from here because everything, you know, he wants to stick everything in his mouth. You know what I mean? Everything, you know. Yeah. But, hey, I got mine. I'm going to keep it, too. Hallelujah. So, y'all better call the dining hall and leave y'all name in there and let them take it and let you know that you got one to take it. Because, you see it stands by itself. And I don't know how he put the balance in that thing. But he did it. He got the bottom right here and the balance is in it. And that's seven light lampstands right there on the north. And it's balanced. They stand solid. I'm keeping mine. You better believe it. Glory to the King.
Yes, yeah, the blue.
Yeah. Elder Rupert said, hallelujah, I got mine. Where did this one come from?
That's the blue one, man. Yeah.
Oh, look at here. That's the gold one. Sister Summer just bought this one in. The blue one, that's in your room, right? Look, so straight here, that's mine. Hey, and this, look, I keep telling y'all, man, the balance of these things is there. Let me go ahead and give it back to her. I don't want to hear nothing. She go, that's mine. I don't want to see this mine. The blue in the mine. Said they said, you need this in the dining hall during Sukkot. You hear that, teach?
Okay.
That'd probably be a good deal, but everybody loves having menorahs.
Straight old Ohio needs four.
Deep Lord Jesus.
Run that printer.
I tell you what, I guess teacher gonna get it together, but like I said, I got mine.
Yeah.
I got mine. And y'all need to get y'all's. So go order to the King if you want it. I love mine, too. Hebrews 13:7. That's where we were. Hebrews 13:7. Hey, I appreciate each and every last one of y'all. I truly, truly do. Love. Oh, and mind you, I do have a debate coming up with y'all. I got a lot. Listen, I know a lot of you cardinal-minded people who ain't got nothing else better to do except get on social media and comb that and YouTube and Facebook and all of those. I get it. But we'll get together on a date. I possibly have, my challenge is just, I ain't even wrote everything up here on August yet.
Yeah.
And I need to put that in. And September's loaded with the feast.
Yes, it is.
July, if you was on Patreon, y'all would know how busy we are because some of y'all are so damn stingy. You don't want to get on there and see how busy we are because all you're going to see is a bunch of work that's being done by Straightway. And you would know if he's on Patreon. And we got a couple of trips probably coming up in August. We got the feast days in November. I'm going to be in Indiana watching our precious brother in the faith, Rob Mathis, get inducted to the Indianapolis Colts Hall of Fame. I mean, you're talking about a warrior. I was watching Robin the other day. I was like, damn, them boys, they got to know boxing too, man. Man, they be in it, brother. They be in it out there on them hands. Good mercy me, boy. They got some hands. They got some hands, but robbing them, man. Y'all got to understand. Listen, the Most High has gotten a hold of us, his people. The Most High has gotten a hold of us. And we ain't going back. There's no stop. There's no quit in us on this. I'm going to upload Brother TJ's video on my channel. These damn Jezebels got to be exposed. But see, y'all messing with Straightway. Hey, you may have had us once. You ain't going to get us 2-3 times. I promise you that. We know how to protect ourselves from y'all. Did you read Hebrews 13:7?
Not yet.
Not yet. Go ahead. I keep cutting it off. Come on, teach.
Remember them which have the rule over you.
Now, my first thing I want to ask, who is that? Who is that in your life that has the rule over you? Proven track record. Who is it? Come on.
Who has spoken unto you the word of Yah?
Not only do they speak it, they should be able to live it, right? Read.
Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation.
Y'all need to watch in our conversation. Brother TJ says, we were neck and neck, and he's at 233 pounds. Kabir is at 299. Woo! Boy, the competitive spirit coming out of it.
It's real.
Jesus, they so funny.
Yeah.
Who had a rule over you? Gabrielle Abraham, that's Philippines in the house. We've got Australia in the house. And Daniel Muir said he agrees with TJ. Uh-oh. Boy, I hate to see what's probably getting ready to develop during Tabernacles. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
And Tabernacles is usually a joyful time around here with us. We have a ball. Now, neighbors, they can't stand it.
Yeah.
But after one time in the year, they get to be righteous because he got to put up with us.
Yeah.
It'll all be something else. And you know what? Tabernacles at trumpets early. Brother, what's today?
The 8th or 9th, something like that.
We are 8 weeks away from trumpets. 8 weeks. Yeah, and the Kabir is a lot older than all of them, but he ought to be running like that, man. He's doing something. I'm not even going to ask Rob to get in. His body's so beat up, man. Rob left it for sure all on the field. Yeah, they talking about 10 yards anywhere. They gonna distract me here. Georgia wants some of that smoke. Ooh, boy. Oh. I got to watch myself. I told you. Said that competitive spirit, it never stops. But what's that scripture? Flee. You will lust. I ain't getting out there pulling no damn hamstring because my hamstring coming. If I pull it, it may never come back. I'm telling you.
Watch your manipulation.
Oh, yeah. That's Straightway. We always competing. Always. Always. Got to keep the cutting edge up. By the way, did y'all see the new target that we got? It's got five. It's like a five thing, and then you pop it, and then when you hit it, it falls off. Bing, 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 bing. No. Man, that thing is something else. It moves. And boy, does it move. And what it does, it'll help you on your skill set and train you to make sure you hit targets. And mind you, that's a pretty small target. That thing ain't no more, ain't no bigger than that.
Yeah.
It's smaller than a human being.
Yeah.
It's only a quarter of the size of a human being, so if you can hit that, you can hit a human being moving.
Yeah.
And that's pretty damn good shooting. That thing is something else. It really is. Oh, boy. You know, Rupert said he did moving training this week. It ain't no joke. Deke, you got anything? You got nothing? We know we got lines then. Probably coming up. We do know also, we're going to be having a debate with Yaki. We have not settled. Matter of fact, Yaki and Malachi Maccabee. Pastor Dowell and teacher Eric Robinson. But I'm going to say Yaki and Malachi Maccabee, none of them, you know, that's the names they gave themselves. They're going to be debating against Pastor Dowell and teacher Eric Robinson. And we have not yet settled, nor have we communicated yet. And I promise you straight, we ain't going to let this rest. It ain't going by. It ain't just going to go away. They on this chicken thing, chicken unclean. Boy, the bird and fruit or something else, isn't it? It's going to be a mofo, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. And if you notice, man, they showing all they hands. We're going to see, ain't we? We just going to see. That's what we're going to do. Man, I appreciate all y'all out there. Ooh, Vincent Resco said that law. And where did he go? That is a look. See, Shane made it for me. That law, baby. I know, Brother Daniel Mirror. I know you. You're salivating at this. Look at you. That law! And it's on a rock. Solid foundation. Look at that. That law, baby. Go show them what's up. Hallelujah. Oh, you better believe it. It's going to be more than a loss. It's going to be a damn bloodletting. I'm telling y'all, I think that the young novices has done bitten off more than they can chew. But that's how it is. When you're a novice, you are. You lift it up with pride. And then you fall into the condemnation of the devil. See, I've been young. Now I'm getting old. And I think old would be, what is old, old? Is it 70? Is it 50? I mean, they said the scribe Pharisee says, Yahshua, over in John 8, you are not yet 50 years old. Old. I guess that's old. I don't know. You know what I mean? 50 years old. Old. Yeah, you get it. So what the hell's old? I tell you what, man, non-novice being lifted up with pride and falling to the condemnation of the devil. Looks like that's something already done happened, though, huh? Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to give y'all an old cliche. As the old people used to say, don't tell me that it's raining outside, but you pissing on my leg. Well, we're going to pray, hope and pray, that when it's over with, that they will repent. But we'll see. Did we ever read Jude 1:4? What does Jude 1:4 teach?
I think we did. Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
Our sisters broadcast, Sister Ashley, y'all doing a wonderful job. I just wish that the sisters were listening and applying what's being said more. Don't you? I really truly do. Somebody said 100 is old shit. Ain't none of us going to make it a 100.
That's great, sir.
Somebody asked what I'm drinking. Gross. This is one of the hallmark beers of the minister, Gross. This beer goes all the way back to, was it 13-something or 16? Anyway, Gross.
16, 15?
Same stuff that Martin Luther used to like. Elder Rufus, I do appreciate everything that Straightway Georgia did. My Monty, appreciate it. You know, we've had a lot of people giving to this ministry, man. Can you imagine standing before the Most High God? The Most High God says, you know what I mean? Whatsoever you've done to the least of these, you've done it also unto me.
Yes.
My brother, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
Yes.
So we got some land to develop. And we even had some people that say they're with us. Sit down and try the spirit down in Memphis, Tennessee. Brother Terrence came to us, land, planned the land like that. Wanted to live on over the side, but didn't want to live with the side. Ooh, selfish. Selfish, selfish, selfish. You people act like you got choices when you read the scripture. The Most High Yah brings you to the doorway of knowledge, and you think you can just back off and have options and have knowledge. It's unreal. It's unreal. And in case you didn't know, Straightway, the land is not owned by Pastor Dowell. It's owned by Straightway Truth Ministry. Boy, that's been a long time coming. You know what I mean? I can't wait for that. You know what I mean? Jeez.
It's come to pass.
Man. I guess a lot of people are seeing it, don't anything. And most of you still, I keep telling, why would y'all want something in your name? It don't make no sense to me.
Stay tied.
I lost a lot of good friends, or at least I thought was friends, but to tell you the truth, I really truly didn't lose nothing then, did I? Mm. Is that thing frozen right here, Teach? The OSB, OBS, see it?
Should be still streaming.
What happened? Glitch or something?
Yeah. That's on the switchboard side.
If you, on the Feast of Tabernacles, if you're part of a home fellowship and part of a community, hey, Mother Carol, go into your room in there and look on your printer and see that note that I had you to do a reminder of and see what I'm supposed to speak about. Trumpets, we got Trumpets Tabernacles start Tuesday. We may have people to start coming first day the 19th, the 20th. We may have y'all to get here the 19th and 20th since it starts the 21st, okay? And if you have, and you want to get it early in that, you're going to have to get a special invitation. But I'm going to tell you that right now. What is it? Ah, yeah, I'll go ahead and mention that. Thank you. I'm going to tell you right now, you better get your name in. Better get it in. Because this year, rather than just picking it on up, we're going to cap Tabernacles at 800 people. You know what I'm saying? That means 600 of you, as much as you want to be here, you're not going to be able to come. And that's not including the people who want to come. I mean, you have to understand, we're capping it at 800, but you have other places in the ministry you can go in Tabernacle and still live stream and keep up with us and fellowship, but we have no choice but to do that. That's a lot of people on the land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot going on. We got a lot to do even between now and then. We're building here Straightway. We are doing a hell of a lot of building. Teacher, we're not doing a hell of a lot of building.
Yes, we are.
We just got finished pouring 83 yards of concrete. We're getting ready to pour another 80 plus yards again. Be the Father's will next week. That's a lot. Not only is it a lot of concrete, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. The other place is a lot of home fellowships in some of the communities. See, when you're in the community, the people are still there because we got livestock. We have gardens that still have to be attended to. So we rotate people. Bless you, my brother. We got the truck driver, Omar, in here. 800 is a lot of people because we had more than, we had 860, I believe, at Passover. We did. I'm going to have to cap it, man. I got to. I ain't no choice but to cap. But I'll tell you one thing. Tabernacle is an experience of a lifetime. You wished you were here. Huh? And I will tell you this. I usually give priority to people who are brand new in the ministry, who have been in the ministry less than a year. We usually give priority to them and let you come if it's your first time coming. If it's your first time coming, we'll give you priority. Tomorrow, you know, we usually do fellowship after we get finished with service, but we probably, that's about 3, 4, 5. We're not going to, I don't want nobody jumping on the musical instruments until at least 6 o'clock. They give us plenty of time to fellowship because a lot of times people can't even talk because they have to scream over each other because the music is so loud. So when everybody comes tomorrow, after we get over to the fellowship hall, we'll eat, have nice fellowship and stuff, but ain't nobody jumping on no musical instruments until 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Send a shout out and reiterate it. The Sisters broadcast. Sister Ashley's doing a wonderful job. She pours her heart and soul into it. Doing a wonderful job. Look like you ain't doing it. We're getting darker and darker. You come out of that freezer here on this land. Jesus. Barbados is in the house. I used to actually serve with somebody in the military from Barbados. But Barbados, listen, what you need to do is you need to call us, leave your phone number and mailing address and so we can contact you. Because we're trying to expand the ministry of the Straightway in Kenya, in Barbados, in Jamaica, and all these other islands and places and stuff. We're trying to get on y'all radio stations down there, and we just simply don't have people. People, I don't want to be tired kicking or not, but people don't seem to want to follow through. Mm-hmm.
So true.
Bless you, my brother. Y'all need to really, truly listen. Hey, y'all go check out on YouTube and check out that video I did called Free Nick Cannon. It's funny as I don't know what, but it's truthful. Every bit is truthful. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and bid y'all a good night. All right? Teacher, you got anything before we head on? I do want to introduce something to y'all real quick to let y'all know what Pastor Dallas is also taking as far as hydration goes. I want y'all to see this. You know, it's hot in the months right here. This is called a liquid IV. Liquid IV, hydration multiplier. Hear that? One stick multiply your hydration. You drink one, it's like drinking three. It's in powder form. And not only that, it's performance, heat and sun, travel and wellness, Because a lot of times, a lot of your problems is dehydration. But not only that, look at this. Non-GMO. Boy, that in itself is, isn't it something?
Yeah, that's blood.
And I've actually been taking this, doing pretty good, too. Doing really good. And you get, how many say 12? I mean, it's really good. So you can put this in a bottle of water, and it's like drinking four of them. Because you get your electrolytes, you get everything. This one is time to be living lime. Nothing unclean. Only thing I wish is, and I wish it just didn't have that pure, they call it pure cane. Well, pure cane sugar is good. It's at high fructose.
Corn syrup.
So it don't have any of that in it. It's actually pretty good for you. You get 2 to 3 more hydration than water alone. I want to introduce that. And mind you, I am not being sponsored by this particular product right here at all. Are you?
No.
I'm not. We don't get no kicks or perk back. They should be giving us some kickback, but we ain't getting nothing from this. All right? So, live thing coming up next. Hey, we bless you all. We don't have nothing else. See y'all tomorrow morning. Be the Father's will at Shabbat service. We love y'all. Y'all be encouraged. I hope that some way, somehow, we was able to stimulate thought and that everybody's encouraged. Brian, we got a debate that's and we have not locked down the dates and the times and all this old stuff and like this, but we'll let you know. It's coming up for myself, Teacher Eric Robinson against Malachi Maccabee and Yaki. Yeah, we're going in. And like I said, I don't want nobody in his ministry supporting or buying anything from Yaki at all. Now, if we could give you approval, we can give this approval. It's just that, see, now my attention is on it. And you're going to see the reason why Pastor Dow has withdrawn. And it teaches me even more so to be that much more careful as we go forward. Mm-hmm. It just seems like, teacher, we just can't find nobody out there being as serious minded, man. These all damn stage-playing hypocrites. Neither here nor say. Glory to the King. So we bless y'all. And the sweet precious is strong. And victorious and mighty overcoming name. While soon coming King Yahshua Mashiach. Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom. King is coming. Come on, teach. Bring us on out of here.